It's his last day working for the city of Yankton. We have Dave Mingo. I can't believe, Dave, this is finally happening.
I know, Jeff. I can't believe it either. Yeah, missed you a couple times and talked to Josh a few times and had good conversations there, but really glad to be here. Really looking forward to the future.
And it's a crazy day for you because it's your final day as Community Economic Development Director. Is that the official title?
Yeah, Community and Economic Development Director. Yeah, the position has grown over the 31 plus years I've been with the city, from a city planner into that role, and it's its own department, and it's been extremely fun and rewarding for me to be a part of all that.
How do you feel today? I mean, this is a day I think all of us think about, you know, especially when we're young, like, oh, someday I'll be all done. But what are you feeling today with it being the last?
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap some things up at work and so make sure that I leave all of my job activities in somebody else's hands. And so I'm kind of distracted by that. You know, you only do this once, unless you're my brother. He did it three times. But so maybe I should have talked to him. No, you only do this once. So I'm learning as we go here, trying to don't really know how to process the feelings at this point.
Well, congrats, thanks, and appreciation. Remind me, where did you grow up?
So I was born in St. Paul, Minnesota born. My folks moved to Brookings when I was very young, and my dad managed the lumberyard there. So I grew up in Brookings pretty much, graduated from high school there, went to undergrad at SDSU, and then off to grad school in Illinois, and ended up in Yankton at the Planning and Development District 3.
So How did you end up in Yankton? I always want to know how people got here.
Yeah, so Greg Henderson, who was the longtime director at Planning and Development District 3, had Western Illinois University connections. He actually went to grad school there also. And so he kept an open pipeline once he became the director at District 3 with a department there, the planning department there, and he'd pull interns from there, and I was one of them. And I showed up in the summer of 88 for a summer position in his planning office. And when I was there, one of the senior planners moved on to bigger and better things in St. Cloud. And Greg said, hey, when you're done with your last semester, come on back here, and you got a job in January when you're done with school. So that's how it all worked out. Wife came to Yankton and interviewed at the hospital in the lab. She's a medical technologist, got hired, just all fell into place. Super lucky.
And remind me of the kids.
Ryan is our son. He's got a wife and four kids also. So yeah, a little blended family thing there. So we got Ryan and Lindsay out in Ohio with their family. And we have Megan and her husband Trevor and grandson Wesley in Southeast Sioux Falls.
Now, you have shared with me what's next for you. Can we share that on the air this
morning? Yeah, yeah. We are actually moving to Brandon after Ryan had a job opportunity, left Yankton a couple of years ago. Terry and I were just kind of trying to figure out what we were going to do, where we wanted to be for our retirement, and it worked out that moving closer to the grandkids in Brandon, and also we kind of go to the lake in the summers up on Lake Thompson, so we do some fishing, some hunting. I help a little bit with some farming and things up there. Got a friend of ours, really good friend of ours, that owns some acres up there. So yeah, that's what we'll be doing, just kind of traveling, seeing grandkids, and hunting and fishing.
Well, I do know the person that runs Houston Speedway, went to high school with him. So if you're looking for a job at the Speedway, let me know. I'll see if I can get you in there.
Actually, Megan's husband, Trevor, goes almost every week to Houston. He loves it. He grew up going there. Yeah, you can hear it from the home he grew up in. And yeah, just he keeps telling me he's going to drag me out there. So I'll be there sooner or later.
Dave Mingo's our guest. It's his last day for the city of Yankton. Well, technically it's tomorrow, but who's going in on the 4th, right?
Yeah, I'm not going in on the 4th.
When people ask you what you do and you say you're a community and economic development director and you have to explain to them, what do you say? How would you describe what you've done for the city of Yankton in your tenure?
So the easiest things for people to understand is planning and zoning. People understand, you know, zoning and land use regulations, subdivision regulations, when you start talking about planning for future infrastructure, water, sewer, streets, those sorts of things. Planning to be as prepared as possible to help be a good public-private partner with the private sector, so that when private investors are interested in doing projects, helping them package a project that fits, that's a fit for them and for the community. I've always been kind of a spatial analysis sort of guy. Everywhere I go, I can't get it out of my head. It's like, why is that where it is? Is there a cultural reason it's there? Is there a topography reason it's there? Is there, you know, why did something land where it is? And then is that the best place for it? And if we do something like that, is there a better way to do it? Because I'm always looking for a better way to do something.
But. So are you always rearranging the house, moving things around?
No, I'm actually not. You know, I'm kind of a, you know, got things exactly spatially how we... How we want them. Yeah, so one of the reasons that maybe I was a fit for my job is probably what drives my family the most nuts, is just me constantly trying to figure things out. Is there a better way to do something?
If we had a time machine and we could go back and talk to, let's say, 16-year-old Dave Mingo, would he be surprised at what he would end up doing in life?
Yeah. At that point in time, I was really interested in animal science and possibly veterinary school. And that all kind of changed. I went through a period where my dad passed away there and my priorities kind of shifted, and ended up in college taking some animal science classes and didn't really find a fit there, and found a class in the geography department that had to do with spatial analysis and urban planning. And 2 weeks into that class, I was like, holy cow, I got to find out how to make a living doing this. And that was the path.
Just wondering, what will you miss about Yankton?
The people. Obviously the people the most. And, you know, I kind of think of Yankton and everybody who in leadership positions or, you know, has great ties to Yankton, you know, feels like Yankton is family, take ownership in a lot of what's happening in the community and want to see it progress. But for the most part, the people I work with have been amazing. Amy Leone and the management team there are just incredible right now. That team is as well positioned as it's ever been in my 31 years here to continue doing a great job. And yeah, it'll be the people, though.
You touched on it a little bit, but what are your hopes in Brandon? What would you like to see happen?
I want to live a simpler kind of life, so I've been instructed by my family.
Good luck on that. Yeah. I came here to do that, too.
Yeah. So, I've been told that I'm not going to work, and that's fine. And so that's the plan at this point. Okay. So, I just want to go to grandkids' events and athletics and hunt and fish and, you know, thankfully, my family is really into that sort of thing, too. My wife likes fishing more than I do, even. So, yeah, I just bought a little house up there and going to do a little more work on that, and we'll figure it out.
Well, all the best. Even though I don't understand everything that you do when it comes to the comprehensive plan and all that stuff, I appreciate what you do, and thanks for your impact on Yankton. I hope you're feeling good about it as you head out.
Yeah, I feel great about it. And, oh, by the way, thanks to you for the years I've listened to you and your positive attitude. I love that. I'm a glasses half full kind of guy, and I love the fact that you're that way, too.
I'm glad this finally happened.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Thanks. Have a great last day. No scandals here in the last few hours of your tenure.
Gotcha. 10-4.